Sportsman Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 87 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. 2 days after the U.S. attacks rocked Iranian nuke sites, Wall Street stock markets and oil markets are not yet rocked. Stock indexes are higher, the price of oil was up, then settled back down. Analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
Iran's supreme leader at the moment is not threatening the U.S., but others inside Iran absolutely are. They say that President Trump took a gamble and there will be retaliation.
Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. Between Texas and Maine, about 150 million Americans are under heat alerts for today, with hot, humid, uncomfortable nights. Forecasters expect many record highs could be broken today. The Texas Republican governor, Greg Abbott, has vetoed a measure passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature that would have banned gummies, drinks, and other treats laced with the main ingredient of marijuana. This is ABC News. In his first broadcast interview since being released from 104 days of detention by federal immigration police, Columbia grad student and pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil has spoken exclusively with ABC News. The Trump administration claims Khalil is pro-Hamas and created an environment of harassment toward Jewish college students.
They try to portray me as a violent person. They try to portray me as a terrorist, as some lunatic, but not presenting any evidence, not presenting any shred of credibility to their claims.
Watch for these. The largest digital camera ever built released its first shots of the universe today, including colorful nebulas, stars, and galaxies. They come from the Vera Rubin Observatory located on a mountaintop in Chile, built to see deeper into the night sky. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 86 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. A heat advisory is in effect until 7 tonight. The heat index should reach the mid-90s to upper 90s. Partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, breezy, warm, and humid. A 50% chance of thunderstorms late, with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, possible strong thunderstorms this evening, then gradually diminishing. Still warm and muggy, with a low of 66. Tonight or tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler, with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 79.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling Sales Event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A tractor accident in Iowa County was fatal over the weekend. At approximately 12:30 Sunday afternoon, emergency responders were dispatched to a rural property near State Highway 80 and County Highway BH for a report of a tractor rollover. A male victim had been operating a tractor equipped with a mowing attachment on a steep hillside. During mowing operations, the tractor lost traction on the incline, sliding down the hill and overturning. The victim was pinned beneath the tractor. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Highland Volunteer Fire Department, Cobb Volunteer Fire Department, and first responders, and Highland EMS units all arrived on scene and worked in coordination to render aid. Despite the efforts of responders, the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Out of respect for the victim's family, the identity of the deceased is being withheld pending further family notifications. Lawmakers are reacting to U.S. military action against Iran Saturday. Lisa Hale has more.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News that he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power.
So President Trump has been very clear. We could not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. They were getting too close. They simply would not listen to him. They wouldn't give it up. They could have given this up years ago.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. See our story at civicmedia.us for more reactions from Wisconsin lawmakers.
State Senator Chris Kapanga says he wants to just let the current state budget roll over for the next 2 years. The Delafield Republican told WISN's Upfront that he'd rather not vote on either the governor's proposed budget or the current Republican version in the Joint Finance Committee. He said the legislature doesn't need to pass a budget by the end of the fiscal year, so he's not in a hurry.
Back in the 50s, the legislature actually passed legislation that said, if we don't get to a budget, a new budget, we will just have the budget carry over from the last session. That way, we don't have the problems that Washington has where they have to keep doing these bills. We literally can let the budget pass over, and then there's a cost continue provision, which essentially says, if there's funding that needs to be made for programs that are required, then we have to give that funding. So that's a very easy option.
Kapanga says Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee aren't making enough cuts to the governor's proposed budget. He says letting the budget roll over prevents a partial veto from Evers and keeps spending increases low. Newly elected Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Devin Remicker says the loss of jobs informed his experience growing up in Two Rivers.
And how it sort of left folks that used to have good paying union jobs sort of out in the cold.
In his first interview with CHAFER News in Manitowoc since being elected DPW chair, Remicker says the party needs to connect with voters in all 72 counties on critical issues such as health care.
You know, in some parts of the state, what access to health care means is there a doctor that's going to be in-network for my plan within 2 hours or a hospital within an hour? You know, particularly up north and in central Wisconsin where there can be, you know, health care deserts.
He wants the party to step up its media game, which he calls the more-than-door strategy.
Although we do a very effective job of showing up year-round to make sure that we are talking to folks, you know, at their doorstep, we have not been as competitive in other forms of media, be it traditional media sometimes, cable news, Fox News has an overwhelming audience, but especially in digital media.
Remicker succeeded Ben Wickler, who declined to run after serving as state Democratic Party chair since 2019. A recent report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission found fewer barriers for elderly and disabled voters at polling places compared to a 2023 review. Under Wisconsin statute, the WEC is required to submit a report to the legislature regarding voting barriers faced by the elderly and voters with disabilities. The report is due no later than June 30th in odd-numbered years. For the 2024-25 election cycle, the WEC reviewed 477 randomly selected polling places across 299 municipalities in 42 counties. The average number of non-compliant findings per polling place was 5.2, down from 5.6 in 2023. The survey conducted in compliance with the 2010 Americans with Disabilities Act standards for accessible design includes reviewing ramps, doorway widths, and adherence to election laws, such as posting required notices and providing accessible voting equipment. Each non-compliant finding is assigned a severity level based on the barrier, 1 for low, 2 for medium, 3 for high. The totals for each category were multiplied by the severity number and added together. The 2024-25 median non-compliance score was 11, the same as 2022-23. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is announcing that charges have been filed in Rock and Dane counties against two individuals in connection to a multi-agency investigation. According to the criminal complaints, Paul Van Dyne Jr. and Andrea Whitaker are alleged to have conspired to gather or create poisons and use them to attempt to murder two different women with whom Van Dyne had previously been involved. Van Dyne and Whitaker were each charged in Rock County with 3 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, 1 count of aggravated battery as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, 1 count of first-degree recklessly endangering safety as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon, and 1 count of stalking resulting in bodily harm as a party to a crime, use of a dangerous weapon. In Dane County, Van Dyne was charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and 1 count stalking. Whitaker was charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime and 1 count for harboring or aiding a felon. During this investigation, DCI has worked closely with partners, including the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories, Federal Bureau of Investigation, City of Madison Police and Fire Departments, City of Middleton Police Department, Rock County Sheriff's Office, and the 54th Civil Support Team. A barricaded subject with a hostage was arrested over the weekend. Saturday morning at approximately 10 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a male subject armed with a hammer who was breaking a window and had entered into a residence at Oak Park Trailer Park in the Platteville Township. Officers from the Platteville Police Department and UW-Platteville Police Department arrived on scene and found that the suspect, along with another male and a female, had left the residence in a black truck. A sheriff's deputy arrived on scene and law enforcement located the black truck a few doors down. The deputy and officers went to the residence to attempt to make contact with the individuals. A female came out onto the deck, and while she was talking to officers, a male came out of the back door and ran. The male was later located by another responding sheriff's deputy and identified as Dustin P. Yankochik, 33, of Dodgeville. Yankochik was arrested for an outstanding warrant. Law enforcement at the residence then heard yelling coming from inside the trailer home and entered through the front door. When law enforcement entered the residence, they encountered a male subject holding a large knife. Officers gave several commands for the individual to drop the knife, and the male then ran back to the back of the trailer. While law enforcement was setting a perimeter around the home, the back door closed, and once it was opened back up, law enforcement could hear a male talking to someone behind a closed door to a bathroom just inside the back of the trailer. Law enforcement began trying to talk to the male subject at that time. Deputies then learned the other male in the trailer was Jonathan Blazer, 34, of Shellsburg, and he was inside the residence with a female. Law enforcement negotiated with Blazer for approximately 30 minutes before the female was allowed to come out of the residence. Law enforcement continued to negotiate with Blazer, and after about 2 hours of dialogue with Blazer, law enforcement deployed pepper spray and eventually a taser into the room, and Blazer was taken into custody. Jonathan Blazer was first transported by Southwest Health EMS to Southwest Health Center for medical clearance and then transported to the Grant County Jail, where he was booked in for burglary, false imprisonment, disorderly conduct, criminal damage to property, and resisting arrest. A two-vehicle crash in Muscadet resulted in an arrest. Saturday morning around 8:30, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a crash at the intersection of West Front Street and South Iowa Street. It was reported that two individuals were injured in the crash. While emergency crews were responding, the sheriff's office was notified that one of the drivers involved fled the scene and was running on foot. When deputies arrived and began investigating, it was determined that Desiree Bird, 38, of Milwaukee, was traveling west on West Front Street when Molly Lund, 29, of Muscadet, failed to stop at the posted stop sign on South Iowa Street and West Front Street. Lund's vehicle collided with Bird's vehicle. Molly Lund had a brief conversation with Desiree Bird, and Lund then ran from the scene. Muscadet Fire and EMS responded, along with deputies from the Richland and Grant County Sheriff's Offices. Bird and her passenger, Rhoda Nance, 62, of Milwaukee, were both transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Healthcare by Muscadet EMS with minor injuries. Lund was located and arrested for two counts of hit and run causing injury, and she was also cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. Bird was cited for not having vehicle insurance. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. June is Men's Health Month. More on that is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off Ace off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's currently a cloudy 86 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. As June winds down, Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson reminds Wisconsinites of the importance of Men's Health Month and preventative health care.
If you think about how many times you probably take your car to the shop for various things in a given year, it's probably more than once. Probably a couple of oil changes every year, and then also some of the other maybe maintenance you do at home, kind of routine things, cleaning, etc. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do on your own to make sure you're healthy, but there's some stuff that unless you have your full mechanic shop at home, you can't necessarily do. And so I think it's important to do that stuff at home, kind of the sort of the bedrock of health, trying to have regular physical activity, which everybody knows we need, but we could probably all do more of it. Trying to eat more whole foods, you know, less processed things. If everybody did that, we probably could all improve our diets. So yeah, I think those things are definitely important. I don't want to discourage you from trying to do what you can at home to keep yourself healthy, but also it's nice to have somebody else look at things who's not biased or not biased in the same ways, who can kind of help give you that extra opinion and take on things.
Men's Health Month aims to educate Wisconsinites about the value of a healthy lifestyle, the importance of preventative care practices, and the signs and symptoms of common health issues in order to raise life expectancy, improve health outcomes, and ensure effective treatment and prevention measures among men in Wisconsin and across the country.
We want to be accessible. You know, we're all in this profession because we want to help you. So I think a MyChart message never hurts. Usually our nurses will look at it and they will kind of help triage that and help determine if that needs a visit or not. If it's something you talked about last year with your doctor and it's getting worse or it's getting bigger or something, like sometimes our follow-up for that will be different than if we've never met and it's a new concern. But I think, yeah, video visits are great. I think they make things more accessible. These days I feel like you can schedule most things online. And sending the MyChart message helps too. So I think my bottom line would be reach out. Anything's better than nothing. Don't just sit on it and try to get things looked at and treated sooner. Because then hopefully it's not going to be as big of an issue.
Seeing a primary care provider every year, even if you're feeling well, can provide an opportunity to uncover a potential problem that needs attention. Celebrating Men's Health Month every June is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be preventative with their health care and to schedule annual doctor visits. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. Help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Blood has a shelf life of 42 days, which means ongoing donations are key to ensure medical needs are met. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are especially needed as the summer season continues. A number of blood drives will be held this week. The first is today from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. And 5 blood drives will be held around the area Friday. The first will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwok Public Library. The second will be from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. 2 blood drives will be held from noon to 5, one at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland, the other at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. And the fifth on Friday will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app to book a time to donate. Area youth and cheese lovers are invited to show off their sandwich-making skills at the upcoming 4-H Grilled Cheese Challenge set for Sunday, June 29th at 1. The event will be held at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Hosted in celebration of June Dairy Month, the competition is sponsored by Richland County 4-H, the Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee, and the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Participants can register as individuals or in teams of 2 across several age categories: 3rd through 5th grade, 6th through 8th grade, high school and first year of college, youth and adult, or 4-H Club Challenge. Competitors will have 15 minutes to assemble and cook their grilled cheese sandwiches, which must include real cheese, bread of choice, and up to 5 additional ingredients. Organizers encourage creativity, teamwork, and of course, a love for Wisconsin cheese. Entries must be submitted by Tuesday, tomorrow, June 24th, at go.wisc.edu/RSX97B. Farmers Union Day camps are returning to communities across Wisconsin this summer, organized by local and county Farmers Union chapters. These free one-day events are open to all youth and aim to inspire the next generation of leaders through hands-on learning rooted in cooperation, community, and agriculture. Several of the camps will take place on working farms. Camps are free and open to the public. Campers will participate in hands-on activities focused on agriculture, cooperatives, leadership development, and the essential role of family farms in sustaining strong rural communities. For youth enrolled in the WFU Youth Program, attending a day camp fulfills a program requirement. Day camp locations include Iowa Grant at the Clyde Community Center in Avoca on Thursday, June 26th from 9 to 2. Pre-registration is encouraged at wisconsinfarmersunion.com/events. Learn more about the youth program and Farmers Union camps at wisconsinfarmersunion.com/youth-camp. Artists from around the nation will be at the annual Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair Saturday and Sunday on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The first fair started in 1969 and continues to draw thousands of people each year. This year, there will be around 200 exhibitors on hand displaying and selling their works of art. Diane Barenbrook is co-president of the Spring Green Art Fair Committee.
We have artists that come from Colorado, from Florida. Most of them are from the Midwest area. There's someone from Arizona. They do come from throughout the United States.
There are various ways the artists hear about the annual event that draws their interest.
Through other artists, through social media, through different art publications that art fairs are promoted in, I think a lot through word of mouth. You'll get calls and it'll be like, I was talking to so-and-so and they told me about your fair and can I be in? It's like, well, try next year. You know, we've kind of had our deadline. Social media and also I think word of mouth is probably the biggest.
The Arts and Crafts Fair will be held Saturday from 9 until 5 and Sunday from 9 until 4. Not only will there be great arts and crafts, but also live entertainment all weekend in the Post House Garden.
We will start the fair on Saturday with a trumpet fanfare by Michelle Mack, and then she will be followed by Don Greenwood, who will be performing from 10 until 1. Don's a local musician with blues and folk tradition of music. Saturday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30, Abby Spencer will be providing entertainment. She's a musician often heard in the Wisconsin Dells area. She describes her music as country with gritty undertones. On Sunday morning, we will start with a trumpet fanfare by Nancy Maxwell and Julie Cousy. On Sunday from 10 until 12, Jana Johnson will be performing. She's a musician since childhood. She plays multiple instruments. From 12:30 until 3:30 on Sunday, the Junkyard Kings will be performing. They are a high-energy, fun duo. The pair plays a variety of modern, classic, country, and some pop and rock.
There will also be local nonprofit service organizations serving food at the annual Arts and Crafts Fair Saturday from 9 until 5 and Sunday from 9 until 4 on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. Proceeds raised are used to promote the arts in the River Valley area. It's 86 partly sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's a cloudy 87 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday afternoon, June 23rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine A. Worthington, 91 of Richland Center, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine Worthington is survived by 6 children, Donna and David Sharp of Hub City, Richard Worthington of Melrose, David and Kelly Worthington of Richland Center, Joanne and Dirk Haganaw of Durand, Brenda and Bob DeMont of Stoughton, and Sarah Christian of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-granddaughter, a sister, Phyllis Novak of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and special friends. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Wipf is survived by his wife Lillian, 5 children, Jeannie and Ben Hofer, Brandon and Samantha Wipf, Amanda and Eric Matisse, Robert and Hannah Wipf, and Karen Eskint Wipf, 17 grandchildren, many brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family. Joe Sweenick is survived by 3 children, Amanda Sweenick and Mark Wiedenfeld of Richland Center, Amber and Nathan Moe, and Aaron and Samantha Sweenick, all of Cazenovia. 8 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, his mother, Kathleen Sweenick of Reedsburg, 3 siblings, Sue and Gordy Rockweiler of Laval, Vicki Sweenick of Sheboygan, and Patrick Sweenick of Williamsburg, Iowa. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca. Richard Dick Bartles, 79, of the rural Muscadet Five Points area, died Thursday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Dick's name be directed to the Five Points Cemetery Association. Dick Bartles is survived by his wife, Kay, 4 children, Bridget and Monty Schmidt, and Brandon and Heather Bartles, all of Holman, Rick and Christina Bartles of Soldiers Grove, and Ryan and Heidi Bartles of Holman. 7 grandchildren, a brother, Terry and Julie Bartles of La Crosse, sister-in-law, Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, many nieces, nephews, in-laws, neighbors, and friends. Richard Dick Bartles, 79, of the rural Muscadet Five Points area. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center, died Friday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Pompa is survived by his sister, Shirley Van Burke of Appleton. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Doug and Jill Summer, Atene and Janessa Natio, Kyle and Danny Wagner, Norm and Mary Sandmeyer, Josh and Kristen Joseph, Mr. and Mrs. Paul Hendricks, and Kurt and Sandy Pospical. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, our stretch of very warm weather is just about ready to move away. Yesterday we had record warm low temperatures across the upper Midwest. For example, in La Crosse, they had a low of 80 degrees on Sunday. That is tied for the warmest low temperature on record for the La Crosse area, tying the June 29th of 1931 reading. Well, we are seeing a cold front now moving from the northwest. There's some scattered thunderstorms and showers along that from portions of northwest Iowa up through southeast Minnesota, right up through north-central Wisconsin. None of these are severe just yet, but they could get a bit stronger as they hit the heat of the day across Wisconsin. So definitely keep an eye to the skies and be prepared to move to a place of safety should a warning be issued for your area. Now, this cold front is not going to go very far. It's going to stall out tomorrow from Iowa through southeast Wisconsin. Moisture running over the top of it could still produce some occasional showers around here. And then low pressure riding along the front for Wednesday and Thursday could bring some pockets of heavier rain to Minnesota and Wisconsin. We'll certainly have to keep a close monitoring of that. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. The heat advisory continues up through 7 p.m. Partly or mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms by later afternoon as temperatures reach the upper 80s for the most part. Southwest wind 10 to 20. Possible strong storms this evening, then gradually diminishing, low at 66. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday, some showers and storms off and on, high 79. Warm and humid Thursday with a good chance of rain and storms, high 85. Friday looking like a dry day with partly sunny skies, high near 83. A rather warm and humid weekend with highs well into the 80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 86 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 94, our low this morning was 96. Our high so far today, 87. The record high for this date set in 1983 is 95. The record low, 37, was set in 1972. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.13. Relative humidity is 68% with no precipitation to report. With a heat index of 94, it feels more like 93 degrees in Richland Center. However, it is a cloudy 86 degrees on the temperature gauge.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Pivot Bio and Taranis partner up to help farmers access federal conservation funding. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In order for farmers to qualify for federal payments for conservation cropping practices, they have to jump through a lot of hoops. The crop nutrition company Pivot Bio and the AI-powered crop intelligence platform Taranis just announced a joint effort to make it easier for corn growers to comply with federal rules governing conservation payments. Those payments are made for practices like nutrition management, crop pest management, establishing cover crops, crop rotation, and reduced tillage. In a joint news release, the two companies say they will provide eligible growers with the information they need to qualify for USDA funding through the CSP and EQIP programs and also some tax credits. The companies say there is $9.5 billion earmarked for those types of payments this year and $11.5 billion for next year. The partnership allows Pivot Bio dealers to refer customers to the Taranis Conservation Service, which supports growers in identifying eligible acres, preparing documentation, and submitting applications directly to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A market analyst is watching the crop condition rating for U.S. soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says USDA's good to excellent rating for soybeans dropped 2 percentage points last week.
I think it was due to, you know, saturated conditions impacted the emergence in plant populations for the soybeans. Now, it's very early, of course. The soybeans are a little bit slow in developing.
He tells Brownfield the rating could indicate USDA is off on its record soybean yield estimate.
Not at this point. Maybe someplace down the road, but For the time being, I think we should be more cautious about the soybean yield.
Last week's crop condition ratings pegged 66% of U.S. soybeans in good to excellent condition. The next update comes out this afternoon. A North Iowa farmer suggests the window to market old and new crop grain could close soon. April Hemis grows corn and soybeans and says about 20% of her 2025 crop is already under contract.
Corn and soybeans, and I sure wish I had more sold. And there's a lot of corn out there. So I hate to hurry up and wait for better prices, especially this time of the year. And I will have everything off my farm by July 1st in price.
She tells Brownfield the market never seems to get better once July hits.
Unless you have a major weather event, and you know, now that we've got some rains and things are looking a little bit better, I think that's why the markets are down, because the Midwest Iowa gets rain, that's always a good thing.
Emma says the drought year of 2012 was the last time she remembers corn and soybean prices improving as the summer went on. USDA says milk production went up again in May. Production nationwide rose 1.6%, and the 24 major producing states saw 1.7% rise. Production per cow averaged 2,125 pounds in the major producing states. Michigan still has the highest milk per cow average at 2,400 pounds. Wisconsin and New York tied for fourth place at 2,230 pounds per cow. Red meat production last month was impacted by slower slaughter rates. USDA says commercial red meat production during May was 4.4 billion pounds, a decrease of 5% on the year, with beef down 9% on an 11% drop in the cattle slaughter due to tighter available supplies. Pork production was 2% under last year. The executive director of Nebraska's ethanol board says year-round E15 sales could encourage more small-town retailers to carry the brand. Ben Rhodes says access to the fuel is inconsistent across the Midwest, and that could change if Congress passes a bill permitting its sale year-round. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until sometime later in the week. Last week's business started earlier than normal. Dress business ranged from $372 to $380, mostly $376, which was $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals ranged from $225 to $234, mostly $228, which was $7 to $8 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. In Nebraska last week, steers and heifers sold with a lower undertone. The USDA says demand was good on the light supply of mostly packaged trade. Medium and large one feeder steer 626 to 640 pounds brought $353 to $384. Feeder steers 906 to 944 pounds brought $289 to $303. Medium and large one feeder heifer 612 to 636 pounds brought $313 to $351. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down $1.63 at $388.87. Select was $390 higher at $380.85. Cash hogs have no comparison midday with light negotiated purchases. The extreme weather could also impact this week's business. Pork demand has been solid overall, both on the global market and domestically. However, China has remained noticeably absent from the global purchasers list. The industry is looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report and continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $113.31. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 lower at $74. In Illinois, Slaughter saw prices were $3 higher, with moderate demand for light offerings at $57 to $69. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $65 to $75. And pork values were higher at midday, up 75 cents at $122.89. Hams, bellies, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today. Temperatures remain hot in most of the region, but some areas are expected to see cooler conditions and good rainfall this week. And the trade is anticipating a rise in the USDA's national crop rating this afternoon. July beans are down a dime at 10.58. August is 10.5 lower at 10.60¾. July soybean meal's down $2.30 at 281.80. July soybean oil's 105 lower at 53.42. Corn's down, monitoring development conditions out of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. The 2025 planted area and quarterly stocks reports are out a week from today. July's down 9.5 at 419¼. September 7.25 lower at 418¼. And wheat's lower. Chicago and Kansas City are expecting good week-to-week winter wheat harvest progress. Minneapolis is pressured by the recent rain in some spring wheat growing areas. July Chicago's 14¼ lower at 553½. July Kansas City's down 12 at 551¼. July Minneapolis wheat's 14½ lower at 624¼. Live cattle are mostly lower. Feeders are higher ahead of this week's direct business. August live is down 85 at 208.97. October 60 lower at 206.75. With support from this lower move in corn, August feeders are up 32 at 302.77. September's 52 higher at 302.75. And hogs are up, pork higher at midday. Cash, though, is steady to lower in a pretty light test. July lean's up 45 at 113.22. August is 32 higher at 112.77. Despite the rising tensions in the Middle East, crude oil sharply lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Understanding ultra pasteurized milk. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. You might notice some products have an extended shelf life that's much longer than normal fluid milk. That milk is ultra pasteurized. Chris Bosque, the executive director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association, explains the process.
The milk will be put into a sterile container and pasteurized using UHT technology, ultra high temperature pasteurization,
One benefit of ultra-pasteurized milk is the fact that it makes it shelf-stable. But also,
it's going to be a really functional, usable product that everybody can drink, specifically because it'll be lactose-free. So your lactose-intolerant people out there, you know, don't worry. You can still drink it. And not only can you still drink it, you can buy as much as you want and keep it on your shelf in your house and then refrigerate it before you need it for that day.
And he tells Brownfield,
it's kind of a culture shift. Our consumers have to get used to product not being refrigerated on the shelf. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still going to be offered as a refrigerated product, like in a grab-and-go setting. But this product is safe to eat. It is safe to keep on your shelf. And so the modern consumer in the United States isn't used to that.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
The news update at 1 is sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Iran says it will respond to the U.S. missile strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities this weekend. The U.S. State Department warning Americans in the region to take precautions. Retired Marine Corps Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says thousands of U.S. troops stationed in the region are also in the threat zone.
The real danger is whether they come back at some of the troops that are deployed in the region. Just about every one of the Gulf states, to include Saudi Arabia, has U.S. forces there. It's well known where they are. So if the Iranians want to come back at the U.S., it probably will not be against the ships at sea, but rather